Dreamscape presents Where We Started by Ashley Munoz, narrated by Lauren Ezzo and Bradley Ford. 1. Cali. I couldn't recall the air feeling so thick or sticky when I was last here. But then again, I had never chosen to stand in the middle of Rose Ridge Cemetery in the height of an August heatwave. Sweat trickled down my back as the humidity curled around me while I watched the spectacle unfolding below. It was pure stubbornness that had me anchored near the tree, along with a healthy dose of resentment. Neither the heat nor occasion had stopped the crowd around my father's casket from wearing their typical attire of black leather and denim. I was a little surprised they were listening to the preacher droning on about peace and heaven. My daddy didn't know a thing about either, and if he were alive, he'd laugh at the words and roar off into the sunset on his Harley. He probably would have preferred his body burned, tossed into an empty bottle of Jack, and placed on the mantle in his beloved clubhouse. He'd have wanted a huge party thrown, with naked women, loud music, and all other forms of debauchery. But because I was his only living relative, this funeral wasn't up to him. It was up to me. I chose an outdoor ceremony, with a preacher, a 6-foot hole in the ground, and a gaudy headstone that boasted of his accomplishments in the war and the few years he was a husband. I left out the fact that he was a father because in the end he wasn't. Not to me, at least. The only person who knew I was in attendance today was Killian, whom I had messaged regarding the funeral plans. I knew he'd share it with Red and the word would spread. However, he knew better than to look back here or tell anyone else. As it was, I wore a pair of oversized sunglasses to conceal my hazel eyes, which were the mirror image of my father's, and a dead giveaway that his only living relative was in attendance. My lips were coated with my favorite shade of pink, which seemed to be the only pop of color among the ocean of black before me. My dark dress was itchy. My heels were too tight on my feet, and all I really wanted to do was walk away from the murmur of mourners, the sea of leather, and the heat. God damn it, I really wanted to get out of this fucking heat.
Amen,
the crowd rumbled in front of me, and suddenly heads lifted, and I realized I had skipped another prayer. Being on the edge of the ceremony meant I missed nearly every word the preacher said, but I refused to stand any closer. My father's family stood around his casket. The people he put above.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?